This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Finding out what's going on, talk about things that'll matter during the day today, some of the trends, the tidbits of news, the events, the issues, the people, it's all here, and there's some fun to be had as well as we cogitate the best radio program in the world. How's that? Self-proclaimed by me.
I like it.
Why not? That's something. If you don't think it, who else is going to think it? Every day I get up and say, okay, we're going to do the best job that we can because the world needs me. It needs you, Jay. It needs us. And the world needs you, too. I've never been normal, never claimed to be normal. I like who I am, and I like what I do, and I like how I approach what's going on so that we can get people to kind of think about things a little differently than might be the case normally, although I do fall into certain molds from time to time. I don't think I'm an elitist. I don't think I'm an elite thinker, but I do think I'm a thinker, and I would like you to be a thinker as well. You are not average if you allow yourself to be average. That was one of the things that I recoiled against. My father, when I first got started on the radio, actually when I was doing a local program where he and my mother would listen to me, I did things differently even back then, and I used to get criticized for it. I never got fired for it, but I was criticized when I was a disc jockey for talking too much. Shut up and play the music. That's what the program, that was his recipe for shut the
blank up. There are a lot of listeners who listen to music format radio stations and probably think the same thing.
Yeah. Well, now all we have is jukeboxes on the air. There's a couple of really good jocks that are in local markets, some good jocks on Sirius. But there aren't many good jocks anymore. There's a guy named J-Bo Jones. It's not his real name. His name is James Dunn, who's been a disc jockey in the Northeast for a long time. And yesterday, I was listening to him on Sirius. He said something that did shock me. And I think this is what people remember. See, I remembered. This was a 30-second bit, and I remember it 24 hours later. Did you know that Led Zeppelin, The Who, and The Boss never have had a number one song? Never, ever did Led Zeppelin.
That is absurd.
The Who, isn't that something? I mean, it's shocking. Hold on to yourself. The Boss never had a number one song. Never. It's incredible. It is, I think. And so, but anyway, but I consider him to be a cut above the rest of who's around. And he does such a great job of doing things in 20, 30 seconds. And again, there's an example of it. He said, hold on to your hats. Did you know, it's pretty much what I just repeated, that Led Zeppelin, no, I think it was, these three groups have number, and he was introducing a song from Bruce Springsteen, and that's how he got into it. No number one, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and The Boss. That is shocking. It really is.
Seems like their careers have been successful regardless.
Right. Successful and then some. Think about how iconic The Who is. Think about Stairway to Heaven. It was never number one. And how many songs? Bruce Springsteen has had, I think, 43 songs in the top 100, and 24 or 5 of them have been in the top 10, but never one of them got to be number one. I find that appalling, actually. How do we change that? So we got to do something to change that. But how can you change history? Anyway, so there's an interesting way of looking at that sort of thing. It's time for us to be thinking about the reindeer, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, and the others who are going to be guiding Santa's sleigh tonight. Or not tonight, but, you know, soon. There apparently are some new white reindeer calves that have been born over in England The three babies are named Mr. Whippy, Vanilla, and 99. Ready to join.
That
is kind of cute. Mr. Whippy, Vanilla, and 99. Sounds like some of you are going to the Friendly's restaurant. I'll have a Mr. Whippy, please, and make it Vanilla, and I'll have a 99 with that to go. Yeah, right. Waffle House, even better.
Smothered and peppered and
whipped. Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, the deer are considered, they're like cows or bison or any of the sort of, the reindeer, the deer family is casually related to other four-legged
caribou.
Beasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, caribou, that's another one. Yep, exactly. So anyway, they call their youngsters calves. And there are a lot of free-range herds of deer, reindeer, that are up in the Arctic. There are a lot of them. If you go up to the there's a national park up in northern, is it Finland? Or is it, where is this? It's over there, near Sweden, Norway, one of those places. They've got herds of reindeer. And so then the climate apparently is in this area is just great, super. It's cold, snowy. The conditions are great for reindeer. Anyway, so they are they're grazers where they can find the grass. Yeah, it's nice. Kind of, I think of deer and reindeer kind of as the same. Around here, it's hunting season, and there's nothing worse than seeing some guy in a red, bright red outfit shooting a pheasant. I told that story last week. I watched this guy. It was a field that I was haying in, and he's shooting the pheasants.
When it's just a sport.
And, yeah, it's not sport. It's baloney. But there are a lot of deer around now, and they're all looking for food, at least in my neck of the woods. And so maybe the humane thing is to allow the hunters to take them and put them to good use. As long as somebody's eating them, I guess that means that they're being used well and the pelts are being used for something. So, anyway, the early voting will begin in some parts of Georgia this week ahead of the runoff on Saturday, the Senate election between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. Democrats maintain control of the Senate through 2024 because of the wins in Nevada and Arizona, so it won't make any difference. Well, it'll be still 50-50, right? No matter who, if Warnock wins, it isn't 50-50, it's 51-49. I think that's the math. As they've already,
that
they've got this,
about right. Mm-hmm.
Nevada and Arizona have gone to the Democrats. So anyway, they're still with the electoral system, and they're still early voting, and they're still, you know, at least they're voting on the weekend, though, right? This is a Saturday election, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, the runoff. There was the same sort of thing happened back in 2020. There was a 9-week gap then between the general election and the runoff election. Why is it that there are so many close races in Georgia is the question, at least one of the questions I have. I also want to know what's going on with Odell Beckham, free agent for the NFL. He was on an airplane. He was removed from the plane.
Weird story.
Yeah, but he wasn't charged with anything. He was escorted off the plane. He was unconscious, or he seemed to be going in and out of consciousness. It wasn't like he was drunk, was it? Miami-Dade police investigating. What's the scoop here?
Yeah, there's a couple different stories going on with this. According to the police statement, the flight crew became concerned for a passenger safety, Odell Beckham's safety, when they tried to wake him to fasten his seatbelt, and he was coming in and out of consciousness prior to departure, and they worried that he was seriously ill or had some kind of condition that would worsen sometime throughout that flight, which was supposed to be 5 hours, was 5 hours. So the attendants called for police and fire rescue after asking him to get off the plane, and he wouldn't. And then according to Odell Beckham Jr. and his people, they were saying that he was asleep. He fell asleep. He didn't realize his seatbelt wasn't on, and when they woke him up, he started to put on the seatbelt, but they were already starting to try to kick him off, and he wouldn't leave the plane because he was like, I'm complying with you. I put my seatbelt on. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Everybody had to get off the plane. They completely, like,
emptied the plane,
had to get off. And then about 2 hours later, the flight eventually took off with all of the passengers minus
Including him. He didn't go on. See that? And this is, leave it to me to know too much about what's going on. American is flying 777s from Miami to LAX. So this is a big plane. It wasn't like there were a couple hundred people on it. There were over 300 people on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to put on his seatbelt.
And reports are saying that at no time was he disruptive or combative. Nothing was wrong.
No.
But yet the police report and the flight crew were saying that this unruly passenger refused to put on their seatbelt.
He wasn't unruly. I can't see that. I'm looking
Well, the thing is, there would have been videos.
Yeah,
there would have already been videos
out and
making the rounds on social media had he been.
Yeah, exactly. So it's an unfortunate incident. At any rate. All right, speaking of... this movie that I was talking about this weekend that I went to see called it's about two men and their relationship during the Korean War. And during it, Elizabeth Taylor is a part... There's a lady playing Elizabeth Taylor, and she's part of... the action in the flick. Devotion. Thank you, James. I forgot. Anyway, when I was looking at that, I thought of this, the dress that had been found over the weekend, Elizabeth Taylor's Lucky Charm Oscars dress. Disappeared somehow. Been missing ever since that night when she won for Best Actress in Butterfield 8. She wore the dress. It was kind of an opera. It looked like, you know, the gloves and all that stuff. The usual diamond earrings, and she was married at that time to Eddie Fisher. How many husbands did she have? Eight? I have seven. She married Burton twice.
One was twice.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, they found the dress in a suitcase in London, where
just
apparently... It was in a where Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor had lived for a while. Huh. So there you go. The mystery is solved here at 18 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Let
ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Past the hour. Doug Steffen. This is a radio program for everyone, no matter what your age, even though from time to time I'll call out people who don't remember certain things about certain things about certain things. You know what I mean? And if you don't know what I mean, here's an example. The luxury fashion designer Balenciaga, is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
Balenciaga, I did okay, right? I don't even know who they are, but I know that there's a big hub-to-dub about the Bears. This is really a scandal and a half, actually. Sexualization of children. Bondage bear thing. A bear dressed in bondage gear. Who in the hell would be stupid enough to think that was going to make it in...
And that's the question.
Seriously.
Even the photographer who took these shots has come out, and they're like, we had no part. We had no part of this, and all I was supposed to do was take these shots in kind of the way that I take photographs and then light things properly. Everything else was out of my hands. And when you think of a campaign like this, because it's children modeling the Balenciaga children's line, but then they also have these other products that are with Balenciaga. They're just not aimed towards children. So we have these adorable children, these cute kids, holding up all these, like, S&M bondage bears. And it was just, a lot of people are speaking out about how inappropriate it was. And
inappropriate is a gentle word for it.
But think about how many people this whole idea even had to go through to, mm-hmm. for the idea to be conceptualized.
To get this far.
And then shot. How many people were in the room when this was shot? And then to have it actually be pushed out. People approved this. Multiple people, different levels of people approved this.
So what does that say about...
It was just, people just didn't like it as much as they thought it would.
Well, but under the circumstances, as you've said, that's the appropriate way of looking at it. This went up and down the food chain here. This is not a small company. It just, what it is the naivete, and that being nice about it, the lack of, I mean, just the cluelessness of people, or the liberalization of the thought process where everything is okay for kids. We'll teach them early on about bondage. Yeah, right. That makes plenty of sense. No, it doesn't.
Well, it's not
make
even
any sense.
That would be looking at these catalogs and seeing this campaign.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Which makes it all the more worse.
It's
really
sick. It's just sick. 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 Anyway, the company should take it in the neck for that. You gotta think there's something wrong with management over there. Okay, here's Nicole Kidman with some good stuff. $100,000 on Hugh Jackman's Music Man hat. She bought it for charity. She brought the crowd at the Winter Garden Theater to their feet. She paid $100,000 for this hat from his starring run in the revival of The Music Man. They are very good friends, both from Australia. And it's kind of sweet, actually, when you think about it. Every time I go to the AMC Theater and see her, the little promotional 60-second blurb that she got paid $1 million to do.
But I love that she's promoting people to go to the movie while people are seeing this at the movie.
Yeah, right.
When you think that they, like, put that on television, put that elsewhere.
Well, it is on TV. It's on TV. That's part of the spot for AMC that's around. Anyway,
I've only seen it on TV.
Anyway, I don't know, she's been on this. Is Nicole Kidman ever been in a Broadway play? Jackman's a very good actor. I don't know.
I want to say yes. I can't think of a title.
I think the two of them have worked together on various things, including maybe a Broadway play. But this was good. Congratulations, and we'll all smile about that story. It's 28 after. This is Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After claiming victory earlier this year for resolving the railroad union's labor dispute, the fact is, he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. 61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
The lower Mississippi Valley is preparing for what the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center warns could be a regional tornado outbreak on Tuesday. The extreme weather will be in regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Christmas. You can sing along with Jay if you want.
Okay, you got this. Let's take it home.
Well, actually, what I wanted to take home was something that comes around, you know, what goes around comes around, some people say. Who knew this about The Simpsons? For whatever the reason, Elon Musk has highlighted an episode from The Simpsons and crediting this episode for his takeover of Twitter. Okay. The Simpson episode, season 26, episode 12, for those of you who are counting, episode suggests that I buy Twitter. So says Musk, right? Back in 2015. Wow. This is something that is, who would have thunk it, as we might say to ourselves. Are you a follower of The Simpsons? I forgot.
No, I don't watch it, but I am familiar with it and different things. Like, apparently The Simpsons are, they can tell the future because there was an episode way back in the day where Donald Trump runs and wins for president.
Perfect. God love him. Anyway, let's see here. They also predicted that Germany would lift the World Cup in 2014, and they did that too. Huh. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's, there's a, I don't know if I consider that good news. I guess it's fun news. Here's some good news about a young boy who was rescued by his grandfather after being, listen to this, bitten by a python. The python wrapped himself around this five-year-old, and then the python drags the five-year-old boy into the pool. But he's in good condition after this 10-foot-long python did its thing. See, that's what scares me about nature, in a sense. Mm-hmm. I don't like the old Jim Stafford song, I don't like spiders and snakes, and I don't care what it takes, basically, to get rid of them. Wow. Apparently, this was not a poisonous snake, though, right?
Yeah, that was good. And according to the five-year-old, his name's Bo Blake, his dad, Ben, said that everything happened so fast. They just saw this big black shadow come out of the bush.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it just wrapped its leg around Bo and took him right down into the water. Oof. And then his grandfather jumped in, Bo's grandfather, Ben's dad, jumps in, gets the snake off of him, pulls him out, hands the five-year-old to his dad, and then has the snake. And according to a snake catcher, apparently, like, this is just some freak accident. This does not happen.
Yeah.
And it's breeding season right now in Australia. This snake, and good thing it wasn't poisonous.
I'm not sure.
Bite site doesn't become infected or anything.
Yeah, right.
But that the five-year-old is in good spirits, and once they cleaned up the blood and assured him that this is not a poisonous snake, you're going to survive, the child was okay.
I'll take a pass on that one.
Yeah.
Here's another story that really, when you think about it, thank heavens for this 17-year-old, or the situation where the paramedic treated a woman, Canadian paramedic.
Oh, no, this is not a good news story. This is a heartbreaking story.
This is bad, yeah. Right. I thought there was a side to it that at least made it seem like all was not lost. But anyway, go ahead, tell the story.
Oh, yeah, a paramedic was called to this horrific car accident, absolutely awful, that the victim was completely unrecognizable, and the paramedic, it was cold, and the paramedic got into the vehicle to tend to this victim and also stay with her and kind of help her as much as she could, but she also, the paramedic kind of knew, like, a family is going to lose this child tonight, and the helicopter comes, takes the child away, and then later the paramedic, while at home and off duty, gets word that her daughter, her 17-year-old, was in a car accident and her injuries were not compatible with life. And the paramedic found out that this victim, this car crash victim that she attended to, was her own daughter.
Man, what do you do with that?
Yeah, that is just, like, soul-crushing. And maybe the little bit of the silver lining is that she got to, like, continue her motherly duties one last time for her daughter.
Yeah, maybe that's.
There's a GoFundMe, and they were trying to raise about $100,000, and it's already surpassed that. It's at about $126 now. But that is soul crushing.
Tough time of year to have that sort of happen, as we are into the Christmas season now after Thanksgiving. Yep, what comes next? Christmas and things that go with Christmas. You know, I'm located in suburban Boston, lived here all my life, and when I tell you from time to time, people say, well, where do you get your information? I have all kinds of sources, excuse me, including, I don't pay much attention to local, I'm like, hello, you didn't get this from listening to me for a while, I'm kind of old school. I like when the kids laugh at me when they hear me going through my newspaper in the morning.
Do you get the ink on your thumb?
Yeah. Yes, I have a little ink on my thumb. So when I look at the Boston Herald and the Boston Globe for interesting stories, I have two today. One of them comes from the Herald and one of them comes from the Globe. The one that's in the Herald is a focus on the Prince And the what is Kate Middleton? She's the what is her title?
The Princess of Wales.
Is she okay?
Princess title now.
Got it. Okay. So the Prince and Princess of Wales are coming to Boston this week. The details of their visit unveiled. They'll be here for 3 days, celebrating new ideas to solve issues that the planet has by attending the second annual Earthshot Prize Award ceremony. The last time they came to the U.S. was in 2014 for a visit to New York. They're excited to come here, so they say. The prince refers to the Earthshot Prize Awards, which, by the way, will be on PBS next weekend, next Sunday, I think, as his attempt to provide some urgent optimism about tackling environmental issues. He and the princess are excited to be able to come here to inspire people here and around the world as to the incredible stories that are being told about people that are working to try to save the planet's future. Anyway, so this is a big deal. This coming Friday night. So they're here to do some fact-finding, it looks like. You know, how much fact-finding can they do? They're going to be, they're celebrities. Everybody's going to want, it'll be the headline that they're here. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of times what they're here to do gets lost in the fact that they're just here.
Mm-hmm. Every move they make will be written.
Yeah, right, exactly. So Caroline Kennedy, who is, yes, from the Kennedy family, who's the ambassador to England, will be here. She's coming back over, obviously, to be with these folks. There are a lot of businesses in Boston, a lot of research, a lot of technology, that sort of stuff that is focused on. This is a big business. There's $100 billion at stake. Do you know that? The Secretary of the Environment, a lady who happens to be from Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
She was governor of Rhode Island. Now she's in charge of that $100 billion. Realize how much power she has with that. She decides where the money goes.
Mm-hmm.
What projects are going to be supported? Are they nonprofits? Are they for-profit? Is the focus on the planet? Is the focus on the atmosphere? What's the
Talk
focus?
About a
it's all her call.
Job.
Yeah. Yeah. No. All right. So that's one story in the Boston papers today. Here's the story of Edgar Dworsky. This is a guy who lives in Somerville, Massachusetts. And apparently he is somebody who has taken it upon himself, and he's made a career and a business out of this, as to exposing companies for basically, I'll put this not in a very delicate way, for screwing you. Diluted cough syrup is his latest find, but he's also recently investigated a bag of dog food that says on the outside it's 50 pounds, but guess what? It's only 44 pounds. That's what this guy does. A cereal box that switched from giant to family size and grew bigger, but has less in it. These people. This is, you probably noticed this when you go to the store. Wait a minute, I thought there was more in this. Bottles of detergent that look the same, they're the same size, but they have mm-hmm. 2 or 3 ounces less in them, and you're still being charged the same amount of money. Right?
You always see that with chip bags.
Yeah.
Where it used to be about 3/4 of the way full, the rest was air. Now it seems like chip bags are just half full.
Right. I want to know this stuff. This guy's got a research company. I don't know who pays him. He certainly isn't being paid by Procter & Gamble to tell everybody that there isn't as much soap in Tide or wherever. You know, this. And you know what? What's interesting, excuse me, about this, there are commercials now for Tide that, you know, are taking shots at the other competitors for having too much water in their soap. Have you seen those commercials? You haven't seen them.
No, too much water in their soap?
The soap.
Isn't there supposed to be water?
Well, but the amount of water versus the amount of actual soap that's in the container. You see, the soap mixes with water, and they make it a liquid. But, hello, duh, the liquid that's in there isn't the soap. The liquid that's in there is the water mixed with the soap.
Oh, like it's watered down.
It's concentrated.
I'm following.
But yet it's still, it still has water in it. So This guy takes on many of these. He's described as a nemesis by consumer product companies. Really? No kidding. Really? He's got a blog. He's got a website called mouseprint.org. And the mouse print is a reference to the fine print that's on the product packaging, right? He says only a mouse could read what's in the fine print. And he's right.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
They cover themselves up by putting on what's supposed to be legal. But he says, he describes it as shrinkflation. What a great name. Tuna fish, not as much in the tuna fish can. Mayonnaise, not as much in the mayonnaise jar. Ice cream takes on Friendly's and some of the other big brands around here that are mostly air. Deodorants that don't really kill the smell. Right? Let's put this deodorant
sometimes
on.
That might be a user issue. You might just need something stronger.
It might be. Yeah, anyway. So this guy, you might have figured he's a lawyer. He's apparently taken on some of, like, toilet paper and how many less pieces of toilet paper there are in the toilet paper roll.
Good for him for doing this.
Yeah, it's cool. All right. So anyway, if you want to get into the mood here, check out his website, mouseprint.org. It's 48 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there. I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, let's get out of here. 53 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Kreitler's mother is quite sick. I don't think he'd mind if I told the reason that he wasn't here today, from the money pit. His mom is in the hospital, and everybody hold a good thought for her. She's quite a sweet lady. I met her a couple. He always invites me down. He has a big birthday party every year in the summertime, and sometimes I'm able to go down. My mother, very sweet. His wife, very sweet, too. He's a good guy. He's a good family. He's got a neat old house, and he tells those stories in the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. And I'm sure were he to be here today, we would talk about some of the things, some of the deals that you can make, as today is Cyber Monday, some of the things you can buy to help your home, to fix up brick and mortar, that sort of thing. So this isn't Black Friday and all of the stuff that spoils the excitement. It's all about money, money, money. But Cyber Monday is too. So supposedly you get a chance to shop some of the Black Friday deals by sitting on your fat behind looking at a computer screen.
It feels like Cyber Monday has been around almost as long as Thanksgiving, and it's just so hard to believe that it obviously isn't, hasn't been around that long, because the internet hasn't been around that long.
No, I'm looking at some deals here. Up to 50% off Lancome. What is that? That's a fashion thing, right? Isn't that makeup and that
Lancome
sort of thing?
Makeup, skincare?
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, let's see. Cyber Monday at T-Mobile. Let's see, what else can you get? There's a big holiday gift guide at Amazon. You can get some of the tech gadgets. Actually, some of these, I think I went through a few of them on, was it Friday or Thursday of last week? Some of this stuff is really pretty interesting. I just don't like the focus being Christmas, which was another time of year, but at any rate. So you apparently, go back to 2005, Jay, this idea was created as a way for brand managers to leverage a couple of things. People who are bored at work and they want to use company time. to shop online. Mm-hmm. You're fired.
Even solitaire needs a break.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see here. So Amazon started it all, and then it just went. How many other companies? Walmart does the same. Don't they all have their Target? They all have their.
Yeah, any place that has a website has the they will have these deals.
So what kind of deals are there?
Some do 20% off, some do 50% off, some have special email offers where you have to put in a promotion code. Some have like the BOGO deals, the buy one, get one.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, now I'm looking around, it looks like some of them have been extended to go to the store. Like it started as Amazon trying to get everybody to buy from them and not going to the store, but now the stores come to the store, get the same deal as if it was online. See, I think it's more fun to go in and actually touch the stuff. Right? See what you're buying instead of having somebody ship you something doesn't fit, you don't like the color. All
you don't like the fabric
of
the clothing
back.
Or something.
Yeah,
well, it seems like Black Friday and Cyber Monday have really melded together because, yeah, it's the exact same deals that you can get in-store or online. They both are no longer just one day. They've pretty much elongated into the whole week and the week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's, let's see here, White Wednesday.
Yeah, 1-800-Flowers. Who would have thought that they were the ones that tried to originally leverage the holiday shopping season by taking a day during around Thanksgiving to offer some deals and sell some of their inventory.
$8 billion will be spent today and then some. This is the numbers are going up. I think I said one day last week, too, that the expectation was for 12% more money to be spent this year, even though it seems like we're in a tight place. I was just looking at the president of my bank was quoting me some rates. Fixed rate 7.75% for 30 years at the moment. If you get a 15-year mortgage, it's 7.25%. An adjustable mortgage is 6.5%, that kind of stuff. So with these rates, people aren't buying houses. They're spending their money. We're living a rental, but I'm buying a lot of stuff for Christmas. That's kind of what it looks like to me, right? Are you going to spend more money this year than you did last year, Jay?
No, actually, I'm spending less this year. I think I'm one of the few.
Me too. I'm not a big shopper. I give the kids, it's Christmas all year long with me and my kids. That's who I give to for the most part. Merry Christmas. Oh, it's a little early. Well, no, it isn't either. Merry Christmas. That's appropriate. 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.